All right. Now let's take a look at how we write the answer for Mali. Okay, so we are talking about tradition and the modernity in the play, and we are taking the first point, religion, right? And we talked about how Jagan represents the traditional, and we talked about that and how you write the answer for that. And now let's take a look at Mali's perspective and how you answer that bit. So you start by saying how Mali is completely different to Jagan in his religious observances. So you say Mali, on the other hand, is directly the opposite of Jagan. He does not respect any of the rituals or the religious ordinances that Jagan follows. Full stop. Throughout the book, we are not given any information about Mali's ideas about religion. Full stop. But we are not told how he follows religious rituals or traditions as well. This might be an indication that Mali never really was taught to be religious, and he was never really guided to become someone spiritual or religious. Maybe that, okay, full stop there, right? So just to add to the discussion, maybe that is why he is so materialistic, right? Blindly materialistic. Anyway, moving on. From there on, you can write, in fact, Mali shows such blatant disrespect and disregard for Jagan's feelings when he writes to him saying that he has taken to eating beef and that he is not the worst for it. He's not worse for it. Okay, and then the way that he describes this is quite insensitive, as he says that beef is juicy and tasty. He goes on to say that Indians should probably get rid of the cows, and starting to eat beef might be a very efficient way to do this. So this is completely disregarded. By these statements, you could say Mali is completely disregarding the religion and tradition of India and the culture of India. So that is something that really explains to you very well how Mali is completely the opposite of Jagan, and there is this conflict between the two, father and son, when it comes to religion in this story. Okay, and even when Jagan is praying at one point, he disturbs Jagan to talk about the prospects or the business endeavors that he has, and it is Grace who has to tell Mali that they should probably leave him alone when he's praying. Okay, so that is another point where it shows you that Mali does not have the respect that Jagan has for religion, even though Jagan's respect for religion might be rather superficial. Right, Mali doesn't seem to even have that kind of a superficial sense of respect towards religion.